I appreciate the service thus far too much. Appreciate the presence of God, the great message we just had with Brother Bob. Certainly we need to know that truth about repentance. But I'm afraid in many respects that we don't think of the sin too much of the heart. We simply think of the vile and the vulgar thing. It's life, and many times we overlook the sins of the heart. The sin that's keeping us from having what he's talking about concerning real revival. These sins are not sins that are vile and vulgar in the world, but these sins are sins of the heart. But I have a message tonight that I want to bring to you. I never brought this message. It's a message freshly. God has laid on my heart for this hour, for this people, for this church. And I trust that God will speak to us. And we will obey what God has to say and just skirt our lives. I have no doubt that what God has showed us, the greatest sin of this church, the message I have tonight is not to outsiders. It's not a message that you necessarily used in people in general. It's a message to this local assembly that you need. And I want to read one verse, Scripture. Luke's Gospel, chapter 12, verse 15. The Bible said, "And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth." We'll ask God to bless his word, and then we'll share the message with you. Father, we thank you for this hour. We thank you for this service thus far. We thank you for the message that's been given on repentance. Now, Lord, as we bring thy word to thy people, I pray that thou will be put into practice what we have heard, that there will be genuine, true repentance. Lord, when that folk need to repent tonight, there will be a turning to God that true and real revival can come to this church. Lord, you know our hearts and our lives tonight, and if we know anything, God, we want to obey this. I pray now that you'll anoint us. I pray you'll anoint thy spirit. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ to drive back the evil forces of hell, defeat the demons, and the powers of Satan, and may Jesus Christ, God's Son, be glorified. Amen. I want to preach tonight on three words as a text out of the verse we read. The Bible said, beware of covetousness. You know, a lot of times we have sin in our life, and God just almost has to write us a letter or send us a direct message, and it's not pleasant to receive before we deal with that particular sin. I've been to this church several times in meetings, and never before in the time that I've been here has God dealt like he's dealt during this meeting and during this time, and never has God made things as clear to me as he has about the message tonight. I said, Lord, it looks like someone else could deal with this particular situation. There's two other men in the conference. I've been here before, and the folks know me, and Lord, it appears that somebody else could deal with this. God said, no, I want you to preach this. This is what I want you to preach. My friend, the Bible said we ought to beware of covetousness. Now, covetousness, number one, is a sin of the heart. It's a sin of the heart. And so one of the sins of the heart is what is keeping revival from coming to our churches.
Right.
And the sin of the heart is what is keeping true, genuine, real revival to come to this local assembly. I'm sure of that. God has brought us in the quietness of his hour, and it will not be that God will work without Satan fighting. I know that. I can feel all the forces of hell, but in spite of the forces of hell, God is doing a message that must be given. And here tonight is the sin of the heart. It's a form that is easily many times covered up from our brethren, from our sisters. It's easy many times to cover up the sin of covetousness from others. But covetousness is one of the greatest sins of him and the proud of age. Another thing about the sin of covetousness is this. The sin of covetousness is a very foul and wicked sin.
Right.
See, we think of the sin of adultery, the sins of murder, and these sins are vile, and these sins are vile. But the sin of covetousness, beloved, is a vile and a godly sin.
Right,
it's a sin of the heart that withdraws from God and pulls back from God and hides from out from the man. And then, it's a sin, beloved, that needs to be repented of. I didn't know why God wanted our brother to go first tonight until he started preaching. And oh, as God began to unfold his unsearchable riches of his book and began to lay out, hell, that there needs to be genuine repentance in our hearts, a turn to God that would be genuine. I said, thank the Lord for the Holy Ghost. And share we're in this meeting, God is ready to do something miraculous, that it will not come apart from genuine repentance and obedience to God, beloved. It will come when we operate our entire faith, believing that God will what he
says.
Amen. So, beloved, there needs to be, and there must be, repentance of covetousness in our hearts before God can bless us. I want to say three things in the message tonight in verses 16 down through verse 34. I used to preach this message, and I preached the similar passages before, but my friend, usually I stopped at verse 21, but that's not where this stops. It comes well down through verse 34. And the Bible said, beware of covetousness. But before he said beware, he said take heed. Amen. Ever ride to the side of the road, pull up in front of a man's house, and you see a big red sign tacked up on the tree or up on the gate and say, beware the dog. You wouldn't get out if you got, you know, if you've been intelligent. Not if you're not intelligent, but if you're intelligent, you wouldn't get out on that dog. You wouldn't get out of and go in that place where it says, be all the dog. And here, the God of the universe, the God of heaven, the God of all God, the God that's the Father of all, has said to us, take heed and be all of covetousness. And I don't know the reason Jesus said this, was the fact that probably covetousness thing that I want you to see tonight. The reason why that we should be aware of covetousness is because covetousness will damn the soul. Covetousness will damn the soul of the sinner. Here in our parable, what it's true, covetousness damn the soul.
Right.
But not only will covetousness damn the soul of the sinner, because that he covets, the covetousness will damn the soul of the sinner because you and I covet.
Right.
When we covet and we disobey God and we go away from God in covetousness, the Lord of God's blessings are not on us, God's power is not on us, God's will is not in our life, God's wisdom is not working in us, and as a result of it, because we covet, we cause sinners to go to hell. I want you to see the Word of God. The Bible said that he spoke a parable in them and said the grounds of a certain rich man both were plentiful. And when you begin verse 17 down through verse 19, you'll find that there's 10 times that this young fool refers to himself.
Yes.
You know why that we have the sin of covetousness in our lives? Because we love ourselves more than we love the Savior that saved us.
Right on, brother.
We draw nigh to God with our mouth, but our hearts are far from Him.
Yes, sir, brother.
See? And we can be good fundamental Baptists and be filled with covetousness. Well, you remember that I said God had shown me in prayer and leading before Him, and certainly the pastor didn't tell me and the evangelist didn't tell me, but God told me that this is the sin that needs to be dug up in this church.
God bless you, brother. Preach it.
My friend, if God showed me something and I'm convinced God has shown it, I may get run out of town, but I'm going to expose sin.
God bless you, brother.
By the grace of God, I shall uncover and I shall expose what I believe the Lord at this church hinges on. I don't believe this meeting hinges on what I'm preaching. I believe that the prosperity and the outreach and the outcome of this assembly hinges on what they do with their sin of covetousness. I believe that's how serious it
is.
Well, God wouldn't tell His preacher, would it? I wonder what makes you think He wouldn't. You know, sometimes we stay around in things so long, we get eat up with it and don't even know it. God has to reach out and bring someone in that's not been around it to be able to let them discern what's happening.
You're right, Master.
You know why God's keeping the ministers out? He wants us to get right. I hope you would make this mystery I'm giving it. Look at what He said. Well, beware at the cause that it damns souls. The Bible said He thought within Himself. You know that's our trouble. We think within ourselves rather than thinking in the wisdom of God. We think within ourselves rather than thinking about what God has had to say unto us.